Here. Shut the fuck up, fat man. This ain't none of your goddamn business.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks that drives the girls wild. I've got the move that really move them. I sent chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I make them hot, I make them shiver. Their knees get weak whenever I'm around. They see me walk, they hear me talk. I make them feel like they're on cloud nine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. Eat your heart out, girls. Hands off the merchandise. I know I'm sexy, I've got the looks that drives the girls wild. I've got the move that really move them. I said chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I make them hot, I make them shiver. Their knees get weak whenever I'm around. They see me walk, they hear me talk. I make them feel like they're on cloud nine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. Eat your heart out, girls. Hands off the merchandise.
Yeah, Miss Schuster, send in the next actor, please. What's his name? Gumby. He's gonna have to lose the name, but send him in anyway. Okay, thanks.
Hi.
Yeah, kid, how you doing? Look, I'm sure you're a great actor, but you're not quite right for this movie we're doing, the Victor Mature story. We're looking for a leading man.
Hey, I'm flexible.
Yeah, that's the problem. You're a character actor, see?
I know what the problem is. I'm not tall enough, right?
You're not tall enough, right?
All right, big shot. Maybe you're not gonna hire me now. But in 30 years, I'm gonna be Mr. Entertainment. And then you're gonna be sorry, because I'm Gumby, damn it.
Cut! Cut! Who told you to say damn it, damn it? Who told you to say damn it? Did I tell you to say damn it?
I thought it would be truer to the character.
Hey, who's directing this picture? Me. Who wrote this picture? Me. This is the Gumby story, damn it. And Gumby does not say damn it. The line is, I am Gumby by gum, all right? Listen. You're playing Gumby as a young man, all right? And Gumby is not a garbage mouth, okay?
All right, but what's my motivation?
Your motivation is not for me to rip your lungs out, okay? Your motivation is not for you to get fired and for me to break your kneecaps. That's your motivation.
All right, now read the card. Read it right, okay? I want you to just relax, okay? Listen, you're about to meet the girl of your life, so try to make with the romance, okay? Really sexy, like Clark Gable, I'm talking. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, rolling! Action!
Because I'm Gumby by gum.
Yeah, Gumby by gum. Miss Schuster, get in here, please.
I'm sorry. It was my fault. Here, let me help you. It was all my fault. You're the sweetest girl I ever met.
Gumby!
Cut! Who is talking on my set? Who the hell is talking on my set?
It's your wife, Mr. Gumby.
I told you to keep that cow off the set. Where'd it go?
Please, Gumby, I made your favorite, stuffed cabbage.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that beautiful? Ladies and gentlemen, my wife of 30 years, Dolores, made her sweet husband some stuffed cabbage. Isn't she special? Oh, you're marvelous.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gumby. She got right by me, sir. I'm very sorry.
Look, Nudnik, just because they call that a nightstick don't mean you can't use it in the daytime, all right?
Come on.
Hey, next time you lose your job, okay?
Right. Come on, let's go.
Get the hell out of here.
Was I good, Mr. Gumby?
You're always good, baby. And hey, your acting ain't bad either, huh?
Your little pickings.
Here's your lunch.
Get that garbage out of here. Look, Jaime, tell you what you do. Go down and flush that in the toilet, okay? Then go get me a pastrami, chopped liver, and a small triple decker. Very lean. Oh, and Jaime, get me a Broma. My stomach is doing cartwheels.
Right away,
Mr. All right. Hey, Queerbait, come here. Now remember, you're about to get your first big break in show business, all right? So don't stand there like a big piece of lox. Act for me. Make magic. You're beautiful.
Thank you, Mr. Gumby.
Rolling!
Hello. Noodleman, talk to me. You need what? Green? Rubbery? A sloped head? Noodleman, where am I going to find somebody? Don't bother me, kid, will you? He has to be able to do what? Tie himself into knots like a pretzel? You're asking for a free contortionist. Where am I going to find...
You! Cut! Print that! That's that take! All right! Beautiful, God, that's it. That's a wrap for the day. Okay, tomorrow we move on to the pokey years. Everybody out.
Gumby.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Look, my name is Jesse Donnelly. I'm in charge of the production of this picture.
Oh, Mr. Donnelly.
How are you?
I've been meaning to talk to you, Mr. Donnelly. I am supposed to have a hot tub in my Winnebago, but I do not have a hot tub in my Winnebago because you and other people.
Look, I'm real sorry about that, Gumby. I really am. Look, okay. We just saw some rushes from your film today.
Ah.
You got a fat turkey on your hands. We're gonna pull the plug.
What do you mean, pull the plug on my film?
Pull the plug.
You can't pull the plug on this. It's bigger than the both of us.
Look, Gumby, it stinks. The set is closed. Okay, you can pick up your checks in the front office. Thank you, gentlemen.
And what's the problem? Hey, it can't be the directing. It can't be the writing. I did all of those. It's the acting. It's you, queer bait. You ruined me.
Yeah.
How many years have I got? She's mine, too.
She's never going to know that.
Evelyn, you're a disturbed woman. You cannot hope to provide.
Evelyn, put that gun away. Let the police handle this.
He owns the police. Get away from her.
You'll have to kill me first.
Get away! Get away! Captain, close the door.
Halt!
Big favor? Take him home. Take him home! Just get him the hell out of here!
Go home, Jake. I'm doing you a favor. Come on, Jake.
Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
Come on, clear the area! On the sidewalk! On the sidewalk! Get off the street! Get off the street!
Miss Hancock watches on, I wanted to, Miss Hancock, you kind of alluded to the fact that you found a couple of guys who are real men. Who in the world are you talking about?
I will be talking about Los Fabulosos.
Los Fabulosos, you mean the guys that we knew one time as Silver King and El Dandy?
Yes, that's who I'm talking
about.
The
ones that told David Penzer this past Monday they want to be called. Well, that's right, you took them to get a new wardrobe.
Yes, I'm shaping them up.
You're shaping them up?
Yeah, I'm working with those guys.
If there was ever a time to be El Dandy, it would be right now.
Well, that would be a first. Side, yes. I guess, guys.
Wow, so we'll be very interested to see exactly what came from that little shopping spree you sent them off.
You'll be impressed.
I bet I will.
Los Fabulosos?
Los Fabulosos.
Shopping spree.
On a shopping spree. Mm. Meanwhile, in the ring, there's a spree going on, a spree of vertical suplexes. A cover here by Ray. One, two, he almost pinned the Demon that time. I think obviously here, Mark Madden and Mike, and Ms. Hancock, please. You'd like to lend some commentary, some analysis, feel, just jump right in here. Look at that move. I think the better duo is the duo of XS. That's because they've been teaming together more often. They are a team, and of course, Screaming Norman and the Demon just recently became a tag team.
Well, they have more experience together as a tag team, but when you factor in the overall ring experience of a Screaming Norman Smiley, it sort of balances things out.
Tag, and Screaming Norman gets a tag in. Ho ho! Light on his feet. Lane, a back elbow. Rave goes down. Or make it Lane goes down, and then Rave sent in. How about Screaming Norman the Demon? A pickup.
Oh, I just love that when he winds him up and drives him down to the mat with the slam.
Now he's lining up for something else, a little big wiggle action.
Yeah, we're calling Dr. Love. Put an old schoolboy into that. Into a full Nelson. Oh! Good move by Lane. One, two, and the Demon makes a save on the end.
By the way, Tony, that Dr. Love's got the cure you're thinking of, in case you're wondering.
Well, I knew I couldn't top you, Mark Madden, into the midsection. And now Ray from behind. What do you think, Miss Hancock? Please, talk to us.
These two.
They really upset you, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Well, they hurt you, Miss Hancock. They hurt you and they spurned you.
Yes.
And it's a good thing I'm here to comfort you, right?
Watch out! The Norman Conquest! He's got it on Ray!
Oh, yeah.
It's a submission by the fans covered in the face! Call him the Screaming Demons! Screaming Norman and the Demon get the win!
Bob. If I was going to be Sweet Pea's mother, I should have at least let her be his father, or Visca Visca. Oh, I ain't man enough to be a mother.
And all at once I knew at once, I knew he needed me. Until the day I die, I won't know why, I knew he needed me. It could be fantasy, oh, or maybe it's because he needs me, 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 he needs me. Da 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 da. It's like a dime a dance, I'll take a chance, I will, because he needs me. No one ever asked before, before, because they never needed me.
But I do.
But he does. Maybe it's because he's so alone. Maybe it's because he's never had a home. He needs me, 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 he needs me. For once in life, I finally felt that someone needed me. And if it turns out real, then love can turn the wheel. Because he needs me, 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 he needs me. Da 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 da.
And here now is David Spade with the Hollywood Minute. David?
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. In the movies, Mrs. Doubtfire opened big this weekend, beating out all the rest. This movie was really good the first time I saw it, when it was called Tootsie. But Tootsie wasn't a nanny. I know, it's different. And Jackson Brown has a new CD out. It's called Same Haircut. By the way, 1973 called, and they want your head back. My name is Prince, and I am funky. My name's Roseanne, and I am crazy. A triple marriage. It's called Kentucky. Blend in. Everyone in Kentucky just went, huh, hey. I've been checking out the fashion magazines lately, and I have one question. Remember when models used to be pretty? Remember when they looked like girls? Here's my idea. Why doesn't the fashion industry tell us what men are good looking and let the heterosexuals pick the girls? Deal? My coat while I go to hell. Hey, Vern, I saw Beverly Hillbillies with Jim Varney as the dad. He wasn't bad, but to me, Buddy Ebsen will always be the Sean Connery of Jed Clampett's. Macaulay Culkin. Hi. First of all, your dad's nuts. Secondly, let me tell you something, kid. You're cute. You've got blonde hair. Everyone loves you. It's true. Here's the catch. I used to look exactly like you when I was 10. All right? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is where you're headed, buddy. Welcome to hell! Your hair turns brown, you get wrinkles, cynical, mean. Start hating it, get used to it. Madonna and Michael Jackson are in a race to see who can end their career first. And Michael is leaning at the tape. And speaking of Michael Jackson, let's get serious, people. What's he all about, anyway? Take away all his fame. Forget he's a rock star. He's just your next-door neighbor. But he's had 10 plastic surgeries. He grabs his crotch all the time. He wears a Sgt. Pepper jacket 10 years late. Talks like a girl. Wears makeup at the store and has monkeys in his house. Now he wants your 10-year-old to go on a trip with him because he loves children. Do you let him? No. And now he's recouping over in a clinic in London on the corner of Cuckoo and Nuthead. He's been over there for a while with charges waiting for him in the U.S. And guess what? Unlike platform shoes, he ain't coming back. That's a Hollywood Minute, Kevin. Back to you.
Thank you.
do if we let you go? And the plastics all melted, and so is the chrome. Who are the brain police? And the chrome is too
Son and Bazooka. Stu! Fuck! Get him. Time's over, kid.
I never play.
Oh, really?
Thank you.
my business, huh? Kill every single fucking guy on my payroll.
Pick on someone your own size.
So, who is the master?
here. Somewhere.
But if she is cloaked?
Then all we have is a neutron radiation surge, and by the time we're close enough to record it, we're ashes.
209. 206. 203.
Close enough to beam down?
Not yet, Captain. In 2 minutes. 158.
Go to impulse power for Kittimer orbit.
Aye, sir.
Let us redefine progress to mean that just because we can do a thing, it does not necessarily follow that we must do that thing.
Uhura?
Nothing, Captain. If she's here, she's rigged for silent running.
Coming up on transporter range in 57 seconds.
Transporter room, stand by to beam down.
53. Seconds. 44.
I can see you, Kirk.
Chang.
Can you see me?
Oh, now be honest, Captain. Warrior to warrior. You do prefer it this way, don't you? As it was meant to be. No peace in our time. Once more unto the breach, dear friends.
Pach, pa! Pach, be!
This is fun.
Reverse engines. On the stern.
1.5 impulse power.
Back off, back off!
Cut. What's she waiting for?
Probably attempting to ascertain why we are reversing. Wondering whether we detect her.
Incoming!
In range?
Not yet, sir.
Come on, come on!
She'll fly apart! Fire, Martha!
Many speculated about my father's motives. There were those who said he was an idealist. Others said he had no choice. If proxies had not exploded, then quite possibly his idealism would not have found expression. We are proud, Grace. And we are here because we intend to go on being proud.
Auxiliary service destroyed, Captain.
Tickle us, do we not laugh? Prick us, do we not bleed? Wrong us, shall we not revenge?
Gas.
Gas, Captain.
Under impulse power, she expends fuel like any other vessel. We call it plasma. But whatever the Klingon designation, it is merely ionized gas.
Well, what about all of that equipment we're carrying to catalog gaseous anomalies? Well, the thing's got to have a tailpipe.
Doctor, would you care to assist me in performing surgery on a torpedo?
Fascinating.
Hard to stop it.
The proposed agenda is as follows. The total evacuation of Kronos has been calculated within the 50 Earth year time span. Phase one, preparation for evacuation.
Captain, she's packing quite a lot of shields weakening.
Shields up.
All right. Now we've given him something else to shoot at.
Aye, sir.
Ah.
The game's afoot, huh?
battles now are ended, Kirk. Cry havoc! And let's slip the dogs of war.
Bones,
where's my torpedo?
Bet you wish you'd stood in bed. Shields collapsing!
Key, please, Doctor. Time is short. The hull has been compromised.
Wonder how bad.
Connect echo bars.
Discuss the report on phase two.
Alter circuit A.
Sensor.
Suppose that we commence with the minutes of the preparation.
I am constant as the Northern Star.
I'd give real money if he'd shut up.
Light, please. Light.
And assimilation will consume.
We've got a heartbeat.
The Klingon Empire, the ecological...
Key, please.
Key.
Where's that damn torpedo?
She's ready, Jim. Lock and load.
Fire.
To be or not to be.
Target that explosion and fire.
Fire!
Ow. Jordan after this right here is crazy. I feel big, you know what I mean? Like not big in the sense of weight, you know what I mean, like gaining weight or nothing like that, like colossal, like, you know what I mean, like I heard you were looking for me. From me to you, I heard somebody say, Judge, I'ma need a suit, I'ma need a coupe, I won't need a roof. Flyer than Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I got the flow, I'm trying to see the roof. Didn't wear bulletproof, so I got shot and you can see the proof. Blind eyes can look at me and see the truth. Wonder if Stevie do, but I'ma leave it to God, not Beaver, neither you. Cause I'ma murder, why I kill O and even you. Man, I got summer hating on me cause I'm hotter than the sun. Got spring hating on me cause I ain't never sprung. Winter hating on me cause I'm colder than y'all. And I would never fall. I'm being hated by the season, so fuck y'all hating for no reason.
Hey, Mr. Carter,
I am him.
Tell me where have you been?
Around the world and I'm back again. Who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering, rent. Around the world, now I'm back again. Who's been asking about me? In case you wonder a bit. Yeah, I've been in and out the bank, bitch. Why y'all asshole niggas been on the same shit? I flush them and watch them go down the drain quick. Two words you never hear, Wayne quit. Cause Wayne win and they lose. I call them April babies cause they fools. And when they snooze, we up. Feet up like a paraplegic. A paraplegic. A parallel park. And a red and yellow thing. Old school Atlanta Hawk. Like I'm from Cali Park. But I'm from Holly Grove. Now all my blood screams Sue Woo and da da do. I knew my rule. And I play it well. And I wear it well. On my Libra scale. I suck a pussy, fuck a pussy, leave it
there. I won't get them even
yeah.
There.
Hey, Mr. Carter.
I am him.
Tell me where have you been?
Around the world, now I'm back.
Yeah.
Who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering,
Mr. Carter,
I am him.
Tell me where have you been?
Around the world, now I'm back again. Who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering. Yeah, I'm right here in my chair with my crown and my dear Queen Bee as I share mic time with my ear. Young Carter, go farther, go further, go harder. Is that not why we came? And if not, then why bother?
show no mercy in Marcy at Lagers. I'm far from being the bastard that Marcy had fathered. Now my name's being mentioned with the martyrs, the Biggies and the Pox and the Marleys and the Marcuses. Garvey got me a Molotov cocktail. Flow, even if you box well, can't stop the blows. Kaboom, the rock boy in the room. The dope boy just came off the spoon. Also, I'm so fly, I'm on autopilot. What guys just stare at my wardrobe? I see your euros, that's right, plural. I took so much change from this rap game, it's your go. Yo!
It's my go, yeah. And I'ma go so opposite of soft author Victor Hector Camacho, man, Randy Savage. Far from average, above status quo, flow, so pro. I know, I ride slow. And when I pass, they say, what up, killer man? Stop bringing up my past. And next time you mention Pac, Biggie, or Jay-Z, don't forget Weezy, baby.
Hey, Mr. Carter,
amen. I've been hustling.
They've been asking, they've been
hustling
hard.
They've been wondering why. And I swear to everything, when I leave the circle, it's gonna be on both feet. Never knees in the dirt. You can try me, fucker, but when I squeeze it, hurt. Fine. We lose two lives, yours and mine. Give me any amount of time. Don't let Miss Carter grieve at the funeral parlor, dripping tears down my sleeve. Give me any amount of time. Don't let Miss Carter grieve.
Show is awful. Terrible. Disgusting. See you next week. Of course. I was talking with a friend of mine. Said a woman that hurt his pride. Told him that she loved him so. Your step, or you're gonna get hurt yourself. Someone's gonna tell you lies, cut you down to size. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Well, I love you, baby. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Someday I might need you, baby. Don't do me like that. Listen, Eddie, can you see?